Milky, my God, here we sit yet again for the first time in a long time, in a time that's never been more prevalent.
It's been a very long time.
It's been so long. But here we are. We're back. We're doing the pod. We got some things to discuss. And yeah, how are you doing today, man? How are you? What's the vibe?
Just peachy.
Just peachy. That's what
just
I
just peachy.
We got a lot to cover. San Diego Comic-Con happened, in case you weren't aware.
Yes.
So we gotta talk about some stuff, some nerdy stuff, some sweaty stuff. So let's get the show on the road, kick that intro music, and do our thing. Excellent.
I'm literally sweating with the content.
Back to A Little Bit of Nerd, your recreation destination for all things nerdy. I'm your host, Jalen Holston, and joining me today for the first time since the dawn of man, the legend of length and prosperity himself, Mr. Stephen Bilkey. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing just wonderful, my friend. I'm happy to be back on the pod. I'm ready to get into some sweaty topics and start picking things back up. There's a lot of content to go over.
So much content. God damn, it felt good doing
people that need it.
You know what I mean? Just felt right.
It did. You started saying our little intro and it just brought me right back.
Oh my God, so good. And of course, we cannot forget the father of the prophet child of Label Gang. He's known by many names in the streets, but we simply call him Kenny, aka I Love KTP. How are you doing today, sir?
Pee pee poo poo. Feeling great, man. Feeling freaking great, man.
Holy Toledo, boys! We got some shit to get down to today. San Diego Comic Con. I don't know if you ever heard of it. That happened last weekend. By the time people hear this, and we got some stuff to talk about. So we're gonna get right down into it. San Diego Comic Con. All the good stuff. Marvel, DC, some video game stuff later on. You know the usual, but. Let's get started right with Marvel's Hall H. They debuted the She-Hulk trailer. This show is going to star Jennifer Walters as she navigates her complicated life of a single 30-something attorney who also happens to be a 6'7" green superpowered Hulk. The series is set to drop August 17th on Disney Plus and stars Tatiana Maslany as Jennifer Walters alongside Mark Ruffalo returning in as his role as Bruce Banner. Boys, you saw the trailers. What did you think of the She-Hulk trailer? Kenny, I'm going to let you spin your little whistle on this one first, if you will.
I am still not a fan of the CGI. It doesn't look good enough to me. I don't know why they don't just paint her green.
Oh.
Because she doesn't really look all that... Well, from the previews, it didn't really look like she was all that much more buff. So I'm like, just paint her green and... I don't know, use CGI to just make her look a little bigger, not make her green. Just paint her green. Practical, like, practical props need to come back.
You want, like, a Lou Ferrigno kind of vibe?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I think if you solely rely on CGI for a completely green character, it's not going to look right. I mean, it looks right for the Hulk because he's so big, and they kind of sized him down now because he's got a little bit more screen time as being the Hulk and not just Bruce Banner. But it's like, I feel if they had just painted her green, the CGI probably would have looked a lot better.
Have you seen what Lou Ferrigno looked like on screen sometimes, though? It can backfire.
No. So, no. So what I'm saying is I want a mix of the two. If you don't even have a mix of the two, then they're like, most of the CGI looks bad because they're trying to color track all of her regular skin with the green skin.
That makes sense.
That's why it looks uncanny when we see it, because we know her skin shouldn't be green, and the computer is making us think that, even though our mind knows, no, something is covering up her real skin.
That is so true. But
I looked up a lot of research into that.
That's true. But like in 2022, Kenny, if you just paint someone green, that could be cultural appropriation. You know what I mean? You never know, man. Bilkey, you saw the trailer. What did you think of She-Hulk? Is it the same for you? Do you like the vibes?
I'm actually pretty excited about She-Hulk. I wasn't sure how I felt about it initially when they announced it. Back whenever we were like still waiting for Loki episodes to come out and they were kind of showing us what's ahead. I'm pretty excited for She-Hulk. I thought it looked good for the most part. I don't know if this is going to be like a whole origin story or if they're going to give us a little snippet in maybe the first two episodes to kind of break down why she's a Hulk.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it seems fine. I like seeing Mark Ruffalo as like Professor Hulk. I like that she seems to be a natural at it. Kind of like how Rey was a natural with like some of her Jedi skills.
Indeed.
I imagine this is going to be a similar thing where Bruce Banner's kind of like your Luke Skywalker, and we're going to get short little training segments before she actually has to go deal with some major issues. So all in all, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to have terrible pacing to it. If I'm being, that's just my hot take. I think the pacing of the show is going to be all over the place, but it's fine. You know, I'm not really expecting to see the greatest show of all time that Marvel's ever put out with this. Yeah. It was short, but I want to have fun. That's my big thing with it. I want to enjoy the character, and it gets her into the universe. So
exactly.
See, like, yeah, I don't want to say the CGI is just going to completely ruin the show, but the CGI does make it hard for me to enjoy the show, or will make it hard for me to enjoy the show. I'm still excited for it. The story seems cool, and from the trailer, you know, they were doing their little training thing, like you said, Bill, and I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of dope, but it, you know, obviously, like you said, seems like it's going to be like one training session, and she has everything done, and then they're...
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm worried about. And they got what's the space back from the original one that they made around the year 2000, right?
Yeah, she's still going to fight the Dominator or some whatever the hell that Hulk's called from the 08 movie.
Yeah,
so that's,
yeah, I said 2000, but you know what I'm talking about.
I knew what you meant, but here's the deal, boys. There is one sole reason I will watch this show, and one only, and it has nothing to do with either Bruce Banner or Jennifer Walters, because we saw a certain someone at the end of that trailer front flip and land in a very brooding but also badass pose. He wears some red leather, he uses a couple of batons, and he happens to be blind. Yes, Daredevil was the takeaway from me in this trailer, and hot take, Marvel, probably don't do that, okay? Because... like, fans like myself, we saw Daredevil, and I could give a shit less about Jennifer Walters now. I'm just like, okay, when does Daredevil come in? This is all I care about now.
Oh, my God, you're right. Later,
but yeah, we'll talk more about Daredevil later.
When She-Hulk, like, when the title screen popped up at the end of the trailer, I stopped watching. I just had to reload it so I could see Daredevil pop up.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was, like, the whole kicker of the trailer.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, well, that's what I'm most excited about.
Exactly.
I really didn't know he was in there. That's incredible. Okay, I'm here for it.
Yes, and we know that it was confirmed by Kevin Feige that moving forward, Charlie Cox is still Daredevil, even though it's probably going to be a different version. But we'll get to him later as we look over like the whole slate of what they announced and
sweet,
all that good stuff. But yeah, so She-Hulk, guys, if you haven't seen the trailer, it's not really spoilers. We went over some stuff. Just go watch the trailer. It's good. And maybe it'll be a good show. We don't know. We're going to give it a shot. You know, when it comes out, let you know. But moving right along, boys, I think all of us unanimously were in tears with this trailer. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Of course, just to give you guys the setting of what's come out so far, because a lot of people were asking questions after the passing of the one and only Chadwick Boseman. Like, where does the story go? Who's going to play Black Panther? Are they going to recast? They ended up not recasting for Black Panther. There were some rumors saying that they had, and that the script was, you know, reworked to fit the actor or whatever, but they did not, as far as I can tell. They will be kind of going more into the comic lore, and hopefully passing it on to Shuri. I know the actress kind of gotten some hot water for being a little anti-vax, but that's a whole different can of worms that this show is not equipped to talk about. So we'll just talk about the setting, which is going to be the nation of Wakanda, is pitted against a intervening world powers as they mourn the loss of King T'Challa. Lupita Nyong'o, Martin Freeman, and Tenoch Huerta, I think is how you say his name, are set to star in the film debuting in theaters this November. And so in the trailer, we got a lot of different shots. But the first thing that I'm going to let Doki kind of riffed on for a bit is we got a full set of Namor. Like, they established that guy pretty hard in the trailer. So go ahead and do your thing, Bill. What'd you like? What'd you think about Black Panther 2's trailer?
Getting it out of the way, I can't believe I cried to a trailer for an MCU film. But I did. And that's honestly making me so excited. I can't believe Marvel pulled some emotions out of me. Because we've been watching these movies for like over a decade now, right? And to be completely honest, whenever I see a new Marvel movie come out, I'm not as excited as I was when I was 14 watching these.
Right.
This one gets me very excited. Been waiting for Namor to come into the scene for a long time. I'm curious if they're going to have him kind of like as an anti-hero at the beginning, because it looks like he was entering Wakanda illegally.
Yes.
If that's where he was.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm really just floored by the presentation of the trailer in general.
Yes, absolutely.
Pulled a bunch of emotions out of me. It looks like it's going to be visually just jaw-dropping as far as the imagery goes. I couldn't be more excited, and I really hope they nail the soundtrack again, too. It looks like they had Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry, transitioning into Everything's Gonna Be All Right or whatever by Kendrick Lamar, and I was so swept up in all of it, and I couldn't be more excited for this. This is going to be a must-see for me in the theaters. No waiting for this to come out on streaming platforms.
Yes, and I feel like that's going to be most of our sentiments as we go along here. Kenneth, if you want to dabble on that and add on to it, it was confirmed also that this version of Namor will not be the King of Atlantis. It will be a different kind of created in the MCU universe civilization. It's kind of like more... not Egyptian, what it was, Aztecian adjacent, mainly separate themselves from some other guy that also has water powers that has a movie coming out later.
Yeah, it makes sense. Kind of a bummer, but also makes sense.
Yeah, like, I'm not mad about it. I get it. Also, like, had they actually gotten Namor into the universe sooner, maybe you could have made a play like, okay, maybe they can both be Kings of Atlantis, but it is what it is. But anyway, Kenny, you saw the trailer. What'd you think? How did you like the Black Panther 2 trailer?
Bro, I loved it. I teared up the first time and had to pause it for a minute. And then had to, like, collect myself and watch the rest of it. And I really don't have any criticism. I need to experience it. I don't want to have any thoughts going in. I just want to watch it for what it is.
Yes, absolutely. I was right there with you. Basically, as soon as it started, I was done. That first note when she started singing No Woman, No Cry, I was done for. I started weeping like a little baby.
And then they showed the mural of him, and I was like, oh man.
Yeah, that's it.
Not this again.
So I am just absolutely fascinated to see what Ryan Coogler was able to kind of work with. Again, I'm not going to say the movie's horrible if Shuri doesn't end up being the Black Panther. The other... his love interest, god dang it, why is her name is escaping me, she's also a great candidate to play Black Panther if they want to pass the mantle on to her. Either way, I'm sure they had something figured out, because I just don't see a world where Ryan Coogler and Kevin Feige, as much as they love Chadwick Boseman, would just kind of throw away the script and the mantle of Black Panther.
Yeah, so, you can't throw away that whole IP, you know, even just for Chadwick Boseman, as much as he, you know, destroyed that role, like killed it. Yeah. Like, somebody's got to hold that going forward.
And also, like, I'd be fine if they recast it too. I mean, Chadwick was about all that kind of stuff, obviously, before he passed away. I'm also fine if they don't want to recast, because it's also in comic continuity to not do it and just have Shuri do it or have somebody else do it. There have been several people that have been Black Panther. But moving right on down the list here, boys, I posted a picture of the Marvel Multiverse Saga Phases 5 through 6, and we're just going to go around the horn and tell the viewers or the listeners what stands out to you the most from this poster. There's a lot on here that you can choose from. So, Kenny, out of all these little logos, which one to you really is just making you kind of curious and wanting to see it really quickly and all that kinds of stuff? Get your nerd juices flowing, if you will.
Right out the gate, Fantastic Four. This is the third iteration on screen of the Fantastic Four. And in the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, you know, we got that little taste of Reed Richards. Mm-hmm. And I want to see John Krasinski do it. Like, if he doesn't do it, I'm going to be mad, because this movie is slated to come out in 2025. So it's doable if they start now. So it's like, why not? You know, and my only thing is I'm mainly excited for that because it also will leak into Kang Dynasty / Secret Wars. Mm-hmm. Because... Yep. From what I did some research on, Reed Richards and Kang are distant relatives. Like,
they are.
Like, supremely distant relatives. So, you know, they're going to have to meet. I feel like they're going to have to come face to face at some point, and I want to see what that's going to be like, or if it's going to be a one-on-one, or if it's going to be like Avengers versus Kang, and, you know, Avengers plus Fantastic Four plus, who knows, potentially X-Men. I don't know. The floodgates, like, I thought the floodgates were already open before Infinity War, but after Infinity War, no, the floodgates are now open.
See, that's the beauty of Namor coming in, too, because Namor has beef, I think, at some point in the comics with Fantastic Four.
He absolutely does. 100%.
Yes.
So it's just going to be crazy.
Crossovers are there. I'm pretty sure Namor joins the X-Men at some point in comics as well.
Yeah.
So you're right, Kenny. The floodgates are open. There's so much that can possibly happen.
Yeah.
It's too big. I can't fathom it. There's too many possibilities.
Yeah, like, it's. I want to see it now because you're leaving it up to so much speculation. I'm just going to think about it until the movie comes out.
Right? Like, thank God I'm not Kevin Feige. If I woke up with all of these issues, I would...
Jesus Christ. I can't imagine being Kevin Feige for a day. Maybe 5 minutes. Like, the amount of things this man has to shuffle and plan for... and Kenny, I like that you brought up the possibility of the connection between Reed Richards and Kang, because if you look at these logos, Marvel kind of hints a lot when they make these things. There's a very consistent blue going between Fantastic Four and the Avengers Kang Dynasty logos. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're too far off. Maybe I'm reaching a little bit. Who knows? But when I get that correct, this will be another a little bit of nerd hot take that was proven to come to fruition later down the line. So that's all right. But Bilky, moving on to you, out of this big list of films that we have here, which one stands out to you from what Marvel announced during their Hall H session? Words are hard.
So outside of the obvious, because we called Secret Wars way back when.
Oh, we sure did. We sure did.
It's Blade, man.
Oh,
it's Blade.
God, yes.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's Blade, bro. I'm like... You got your Quantumania. That's going to be probably a pretty good movie. I think that's going to be one of the bigger sleepers in this list. I have good high expectations for Quantumania. Daredevil is going to be awesome. I'm kind of over some of them. Not in the sense of I won't support it or watch it, but I don't want to see more Captain America at this current moment, and I don't want to see Agatha. I want new shit, man. I'm excited for Loki too, because I really got invested in that. Secret Invasion is going to be great because it's necessary, and they've hinted at it for a while now. Yes. So we need to address it. But Guardians of the Galaxy again, Ironheart. These aren't like really piquing my interest like Blade is, or like Secret Wars will. I don't want to put Secret Wars in my list of super high excitement levels, though, because that's essentially like your Endgame and your Infinity War. That's going to
take... Yeah, that's like hoops. That's mental hoops and ladders that I don't think anybody's so ready. I don't think anybody's ready for.
No, I'm not ready at all.
Because like, even the research I did on Secret Wars, it's like, in my head, logically, I'm like, I don't know how they're going to pull Secret Wars off, because... The time frame for Secret Wars, unless Secret Invasion is what I'm they're like gonna start out with. Like Secret Invasion is what happened during the blip, and then the Secret Wars is after the blip, like the, you know, the things that happen after, or if both of those are gonna be during the blip. Like Secret Invasion and Secret Wars
a little bit. It could kind of, yeah, like Secret Invasion can kind of be that predecessor of like what happened during and after the blip with the Skrull invasion and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then Secret Wars can kind of piggyback off of that. Really, my thing with Secret Wars is there's one distinct cover that anybody that hears the name Secret Wars knows, and we all love Spider-Man. Is this their way of kind of backdooring the Marvel version of Venom, or are they just going to let Tom Hardy's kind of intermix like Tom Holland can? That's my big question. And Kevin Feige, I trust him to the moon and back, obviously. If that's something he wants to do, he can. But this is another project where I'm wondering what that Sony contract they have is going to allow them to do, because he's a focal point in that run,
right,
with Captain America.
Yeah, because by then, I think so, their deal will be up again.
It will be.
With Sony.
I think that Sony wants to do another trilogy with Tom Holland in their universe and kind of go darker with more of a college-aged Peter Parker, which I'm totally down
I'd be
for.
Down. Yeah, I'm down for that.
So we'll see.
Yeah, let's get an older Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Love me some Tom Holland, but let's age him a little bit if he's going to keep playing the role, and let's start getting into what happens to Peter as he becomes a young adult and has to deal with, like, real issues that follow a normal adult and being Spider-Man.
Yeah, because, I mean, Tom Holland's, like, 25, like, right now, so I think by the time that, he'll be, like, 30, but he's got a baby face, so really...
He does! That's why we gotta ageify him a little bit and give him some fucking wrinkles.
He can still pull off, like, a 23, 24-year-old. Like, he'll still be able to... He'll be fine. I'm not worried about Tom Holland's performance or looking, you know, a little bit older and whatnot for that. But as far as this list goes for myself, I have, again... The Daredevil Born Again sticks out like a sore thumb, even more than my beloved Blade. And those who know me, like, I was the biggest Wesley Snipes fan back in the day. I'm so curious with this property, and I'm also frightened out of my mind, because here's what I don't need to happen. I don't need a watered-down version of the Netflix show. What I want to see is more of a direct adaptation. And there doesn't have to be blood and gore and all that crazy stuff like there was on Netflix, right? But it still needs to feel like I'm watching a dark, gritty Daredevil story from what we had on Netflix. Like, if the tone is not correct, then I will be, like, just in awe that they can't go outside of themselves for a little bit, especially adding the TVMA rating to Disney Plus in the last couple months. Like, there's no reason to not give Daredevil a proper story. But thank God it's going to be an 18 episode series. I don't know if you guys had heard of that yet.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yes, they said
4.5 months, guys. That's crazy.
Yes. 4.5 months of episodes every week.
Yes.
So that makes me wonder, are they really going to do like the Born Again comic run with Kingpin and all that?
They should. And they
make him homeless.
Yeah.
For that? Yeah, like,
so what I heard is, yeah, they're pretty much gonna, like, kind of somewhat piggyback off the Netflix show,
yeah,
but still go off, but more take from the comic, like, more of the, like, subject matter from the comic.
Oh, that's sick, dude. That means we get, like, Matt's mom and stuff when he's down bad and everything, and it's gonna be heartfelt and make me cry.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the part that it's kind of, that's why I'm kind of worried, because like season 3 of Daredevil was a lot of the Born Again storyline with Mother Mary. So I'm wondering what parts they're going to kind of adapt from that, and like how much of it is really going to be just from Born Again, or if we're going to kind of transition into some other stuff. I think, you know, obviously they have to market the show to get people to watch it, right? So clearly they had to do some stuff to where they could just, like, get people to watch it with the title of Born Again, right? So, we'll see, man. You know, you never know. But, you know, I'm here for it. I'm here for all the things. moving right along to DC, we are going to look at a lot of different things here. But to start off, Shazam 2, guys. What did you think of that trailer? I'll let you kind of go ahead and get things going.
Can I start off real quick on that? I think it's gonna be stupid.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm going for. I think Shazam 2 is gonna be stupid.
Okay.
It's giving me the same vibes as Love and Thunder.
Oh my.
Where I think it's just gonna be a slapstick comedy.
Oh. Well, with some
superhero action here and there.
That's fair.
That's all I think it's gonna be, and I get that they're gonna get people into the theaters to watch it because the first one was fine. I mean, it is still like a silly superhero movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the direction DC needs to go.
Right, right, absolutely. But
I guess, you know, it got pretty well received, and I think a lot of the younger kids enjoy Shazam because it's, I guess, it, I don't know.
Very PG-13. Right, like, it's PG-12, yeah. Damn near.
Yeah, I just don't know if realistic is the right word, but you see this little, you know, preteen scream Shazam, and then he turns into a superhero. Any 14-year-old kid watching that who likes heroes is going to be like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever.
Exactly.
Like, did you see that shit? That was insane. But
did you see the different colors?
Yeah, like, I don't think it's going to be a very good movie. Right. Of course, I'm going to hope for the best. But this is one I will probably wait to see. I don't know, man. It's, and then seeing like all the homies behind him, it looks so goofy to me. But that's my take on it. I am not looking forward to Shazam 2, but I hope for DC's well-being. It turns out to be a pretty good film.
I gotcha. And it is still unclear as to the exact plot of Shazam 2. It still has Zachary Levi. He's coming back to play the role of Billy Batson / Shazam as the follow-up to the 2019 kind of out-of-nowhere hit for DC. It made like $800 million at the box office, and they were not expecting it to. But yeah, so Kenny, what did you think of Shazam 2? Are you in the same boat? Do you think it's too campy? Did you like the first Shazam? What's the vibes, Kenny? What are you feeling?
So I've got DC fan opinion and I've got a hater opinion.
Damn.
As a DC fan, as a DC fan, I like it. I think it's going to be a cool movie. The first one was pretty good. The second one seems like they're setting up kind of like an Eternals, like a spoofy Eternals kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of here for it. Like, I like little silly movies like that. And DC has been, like, way too serious for too long. And this is maybe a little too whimsical and comical, but it's good.
All right.
But now, hopping to my hater side.
Hang on it.
Oh, my God.
It's literally going to be a spoof ripoff of Eternals. And...
Oh my god.
And on the hater side, on the other side of the spectrum, DC wants the serious tone so bad, but Shazam seems to be like their only successful IP besides maybe Aquaman, and
well, it's not a maybe, it's Shazam, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman are the three most successful
IPs. Like, I don't really see the point in continuing that if that's not where they're trying to go, because you know, the Flash is obviously blown out of the water. Fuck the Flash. Like, it's going to have to get retconned anyways. So it's like...
Never have been Flash in the first place.
We said on this show, and you can go back, we said this man should be done after the first incident.
Yeah, I was like, after the first incident.
We made an episode 2015, 16 maybe, when this was still...
Yeah, something around, like that.
We literally said after he choked that girl outside the
bar. I was gonna say, yeah, he like brutally harmed her on the bar or something.
Like, dude, maybe not. Assaulted a woman and then changed his pronouns to be like, hold up, man,
hold up,
I'm gonna date them. It wasn't. I'm not a man. That's not nah. Like, all right, dude, you
oh
got
my
it.
God.
Yeah, he should have been out.
He should have well been out, but I am looking very much forward to Shazam 2. I absolutely adored the first Shazam. I thought it was such a great change of pace for DC. I thought Zachary Levi absolutely killed this role, and I can't. It's one of those, like, I literally can't see anyone else but him playing Shazam now, and I'm so glad that he got an opportunity to play it after loving watching him on Chuck for several years back in the day on NBC. I'm so excited to see this film and kind of where it's going to go for the DCEU, because they have said that the Snyderverse is done, but like they're still doing a lot of Snyderverse stuff, so I don't know if that's a can of bullshit that we're gonna unveil here in a little bit. I don't know. It just seems, it seems interesting that they would not want to continue that universe, because it's getting better quite literally before our eyes. We're gonna have this movie come out, which is probably gonna be, it'll be all right. But everybody's still probably going to go see Aquaman 2 because just to support Jason Momoa, not so much Amber Heard, because fuck Amber Heard, as we know. So yeah, it'll be very interesting. And then on top of that, there's another little film adding to this universe that in the trailers and from interviews from Dwayne The Rock Johnson himself have said it will shake up the entirety of the DCEU. The Black Adam trailer, well, another one, I should say, a teaser, came out, but nearly 5,000 years after he was bestowed with an almighty powers of the Egyptian gods and imprisoned just as quickly, Black Adam is freed from his earthly tomb, ready to unleash his unique form of justice to the modern world, and of course, Black Adam himself being played by Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, if you will. Are you excited for this trailer, Mr. Kenneth?
Beyond excited. I've been waiting on this for years, and it's finally here, so, you know, it's... I've always wanted to see The Rock and be a superhero ever since he joined, like, the Fast and Furious, you know, trailer saga or whatever.
Yeah.
So, finally getting to see the screen, like, the actual trailer and seeing him, like, beat some ass for a minute. It was nice.
Yes.
I can't wait. This is, like, the anti-Superman, so I'm here for it.
Absolutely. I love in the trailer where he actually says, like, the world wanted a hero, instead they got me. I'm like, god damn.
That's goddamn right.
If you don't tell you where that's going, bro. Like, Lord have mercy. Bilky, you saw the trailer quite literally like a half hour ago. Did you like what you saw?
Dog, I could not be more hyped for this. This looks so badass. This is what Shazam wishes it could be. I am so excited for Black Adam. When I saw the first trailer, I was, you know, it tickled my fancy. But seeing The Rock in that suit is menacing.
Man.
Good God.
All black.
Dude, let's talk about what a specimen of a human being The Rock is.
Right.
Yes.
He doesn't need any CGI buff up.
On me, bro.
It's just The Rock.
I'd be shitting myself if Black Adam came up to me and it was The Rock. Are you kidding me?
Can you imagine you just like the lightning's behind you and just like, can you smell what the Black Adam is cooking?
Dude, I feel like it's in my pants right now, Mr. Johnson. Please, mercy. Like, this movie looks so good. I can tell that he's really like buying into the role too. It's almost method acting.
Yes.
And I have no words. It's gonna be so badass. It's gonna be so amazing. If DC cannot like leap off of this movie and really start to build their universe, then
I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do.
I don't know what to do for them anymore. They're pulling out big characters. It looks like there's some other major DC characters that are shown in this trailer that I'm really excited for. Particularly just Dr. Fate, because I think
he stole my whole rant. I was like, oh my god.
Pick it up from here then. I'm excited for this movie. I think it's gonna be amazing. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
And so on. Yes. Take over.
Wonderful. No, I watched the trailer, the first one at least, and as much as I was excited for Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Black Adam, I was even more excited for Pierce Brosnan's Dr. Fate as a Smallville nerd from back in the day. That was a main character through, like, seasons 7, 8, and 9. So to see, like, a movie-quality version of that character is going to be insane, and I cannot wait. We also get a look at, I believe, the Atom and Hawkman, like, those are some substantial Justice League characters later on that I hope to God they don't utterly mess up this universe to an unfixable point of no return, because if we can expand the Justice League to include some of those storylines, we're getting into some crazy shit. We're talking, like, Darkseid and, like...
Some real shit is gonna go down if they start doing this.
Yes, and we are, and like obviously the Snyderverse introduced Martian Manhunter. Will that continue or not? Who fucking knows? But they should, because that introduces like Raven and some of the like the Martian War and like I mean, my God, like, they are sitting on a gold mine over there at DC, and quite literally, it makes no sense to me how they fucked this up. But they continue to do it in impressive fashion at this point, honestly. It's
like, it's impressive, like, how did you get from point A to point F? Like,
right,
you...
Like... Zack Snyder gift-wrapped you a beautiful story to build off of with the Snyder Cut. And you're just like, actually, well, we didn't approve it, and we didn't like it the first time, and really we only did it so we didn't get sued by, like, the fans. So, like, we're not going to do it anymore because we didn't come up with it. So
that's so tragic, dude. That, like, Snyder Cut was so good.
Fucking legendary. I don't give a fuck if it was 8 hours. I was still down to keep watching.
Yes, it was so good, man.
So good. Oh, man. But to wrap up the DC events of Hall H, the Sandman trailer came out. Now, this is a relatively indie DC property. It's from the Dark Horse family. But I have not read a ton of Sandman. Maybe an issue and a half. It's very much a kind of a brain, you know, mindfuck type of property. But upon escaping after decades of imprisonment by a mortal wizard, Dream, the personification of dreams, sets out to reclaim his lost equipment. The series stars Tom Sturridge, or whatever, Jenna Coleman, and Gwendolyn Christie. Are you guys just interested or not from this trailer? Kenny, I'll throw it over to you first.
I'm just going to be quite honest. I couldn't get past the first 45 seconds of the trailer. I was like, oh, I can't. Fuck all this. This DC, they going to fuck it up anyway. So.
Well then, Bill, did you have a different rebuttal?
You guys were here while I was watching it. So you got my live reaction for it. So coming in, let me give the listeners a little history lesson on my knowledge of Sandman from the Dark Horse comics. It's zero. I have no idea who this character is. I have no idea what he's about. And I could not have been more confused during the trailer. I was talking to you guys, and I was like, there's so much going on, and this looks like... It looks like Underworld mixed with The Matrix mixed with
the Chronicles
something
of Narnia
from, like, yeah, the Chronicles of Narnia and tied up with The Sword in the Stone. Like, yes. I don't understand what I'm looking at. Visually, it looked fine, but it just was like a hot pile of garbage mixed together with a bunch of CGI effects. I was so lost that I think they really need to do something incredible with the story, or else I'm not gonna know what's going on the whole time.
Fair enough. I'm very much looking forward to the Sandman adaptation. I want to see what they do with it. I'm all here for, like, I loved the trailer. I love the visuals of the trailer. I love, like, the kind of, we got this kind of goth overtone going on. And it's a very interesting world to kind of build with a Netflix budget. So I'm interested to see what they come up with. And I'll lay down a hot take for both of you right now. When this comes out, we can watch the pilot episode in Discord, and if you don't seem interested, we will no longer watch the show, and I'll just watch it on my own. How about that?
I will give it a chance. I'm not going to just shit on it. I mean, it's got, like, Gwendolyn Christie in it. It can't be that bad.
Saying. Right. Like, she don't sign on for nothing. You know what I mean? She's pretty big time. So, anyways, moving right
on, fellas. Can I interject real quick?
Absolutely you can.
I want you guys to give me one name of who you think would be a better replacement for the Flash over Ezra Miller in this current, like, who would pick up Flash?
Ryan Gosling.
With Black Adam and all this.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Ryan Gosling. That's a hot take. I like that.
That is a hot take. I'm glad I answered it.
Wow.
I was way better than my suggestion.
Like, an adult Flash needs to be Ryan Gosling. That's all I have to say.
Okay, I'm here for that. He's attractive. He's funny. Like, he could do it. Yeah.
Can I interject something else with news?
Of course.
That literally just came out about another man named Ryan.
Oh, go ahead.
Kevin Feige wants to elevate Deadpool 3 to the levels of Civil War, Infinity War, and Ragnarok.
Oh, holy mother of God!
This
okay,
just
this
came out
news,
25 minutes ago.
Hang on. So you're saying he wants to, like, put multiple major characters in this Deadpool 3.
I think that's what he's going to do. And I think this is how we're going to bridge the... This might now be how we bridge the X-Men.
Holy,
it has to be rated R.
Shit.
It has to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, oh
rated
yeah,
R.
It's going to be rated R for sure.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
It's going to be rated R. Knowing Kevin Feige, he's not going to mess with that.
Yeah. That is crazy. So if we're going down that train, what characters from the MCU? I'm going to nick Spider-Man for now because we know that's probably not a deal as much as we'd like it to be. Which MCU guys would even get into Deadpool 3? What do you guys think? Bilky, what, when I hear this news out of nowhere,
my mind is racing right now because I don't know what the storyline is going to be for Deadpool 3.
True.
But I have no idea what they're going to do.
You know, if you could dream it up, you know, you have all the money, you have unlimited actors from the MCU, who would you want to see kind of get in there?
Okay, if we're going big, right? We're going massive.
Why not? Go crazy.
Because Kenny said they're throwing budget, okay?
Yeah.
If they're throwing budget, I want... Now the multiverse is here. I either want to see Deadpool kill the entire universe, or I want to see Death.
Oh, Death would be so fucking
cool. Yes. I
Death
want
would be
that
so
thing.
Cool.
Yes, that's my
that
hot
take. Dope. That would be dope.
By the end of it, they can start dating or they could do whatever, but. Or maybe they'll even, like, show them and do, like, a little flashback scene and they've already been dating and they did some weird kinky, like, blow my fingers off there because that's what Deadpool would be into. But that's the route I want to see with Deadpool. I want to see them get into his relationship with Death and just tackle that whole side of everything. That's what I want.
Absolutely. Kenny, your dream drop-ins for this Deadpool 3, now that we know that it could be on the level of Civil War.
I mean, I'm just going to go out and say the X-Men because I already put it out there.
The
so I think
X-Men?
But out of the X-Men, I think we'll get Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get Wolverine. We're not going to get a new Wolverine just yet. I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Right,
Hugh Jackman
right.
did too good, and it's too fresh in our minds, even though Logan was, like, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yes.
I think it'll be Cyclops. Some variant of Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Beast. And maybe Storm. Maybe Storm. But I also think Storm is a little too fresh in our minds, a.k.a. I just want Halle Berry to come back and do it.
Mm.
Halle Berry, dude.
Yeah. Don't worry. My God, what a...
She needs to run that Storm back, man. She needs to.
I'm team Halle all day, every day, baby. You know me. Shit. Anyway, crazy. Call me crazy here. I would love to see the Hulk drop into that movie. That would be fucking.
Awesome. I could see that though. I could see.
I can just picture Deadpool right now. As soon as the Hulk comes in, he go, "Holy shit! Look at him!" Walk up and start punching him and stuff.
Be like, is it all big down there too, man?
Exactly.
Like, can I see it?
That would be so incredible, but oh my God, what news, Kenny? Good take, good job. Way to stay on the hotlines of the
yes.
world and the media.
You know.
Oh, Jalen, I want your Flash pick.
Oh yeah.
Well, mine was Grant Gustin. I'm boring. Sorry. It's really too easy because they already had Ezra Miller pop up in the Flash TV show like a couple years back during Crisis. So it's really not hard.
Yeah, Grant Gustin's a good pick.
My biggest fix for the Flash, actually. What you could do is just reduce the screen time and try to cut around as much as you can of Ezra Miller in the movie. Kill him and then have it be Wally West for your universe. It's very straightforward,
yep.
straight from the fucking comics. Like, you literally do not need a Barry Allen Flash in your universe at all. Like, it's a very easy workaround, even if the film's kind of in post already. Like, you can get somebody in to do a couple reshoots, do the entire movie, make it a one-scene CGI thing where you have Ezra Miller just die. And then boom, Wally West in that post credit scene. Done. Easy. But yeah,
love it.
onto the closer that I had for this segment. anyway, who won Hall H? Who do you think? Was it Marvel or was it DC? Bilky, I'm going to throw this one to you first. Who do you think won the Hall H at San Diego Comic-Con 2022?
Marvel.
All right, that's fair.
They kind of... Marvel always wins, come on.
Yeah, let's just be real. Marvel wins that, man.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say DC won. And here's why.
Of course.
Here's why. Listen. Phase 4 has been a shit show, to be fair. Let's call it like it is. It's been an absolute shit show.
Yes.
Was it really a shit show, or do we just not have all the dots to connect?
No, financially, it is not a shit show, of course. They make their money, right? But, like, because there is no Endgame, there is no Kang Dynasty, there's nothing.
Oh, okay, I get what you mean now.
These films are meaningless. They have no connection to each other. I loved Thor. I thought that was a great one. I enjoyed Multiverse of Madness. There were some things that I wish they would have just done differently, and I thought they had a golden opportunity to introduce the X-Men in that film, and just completely dropped the ball. And to be fair, like the most recent Ms. Marvel show was just not. It was just not up to par. For several reasons, just the writing was terrible, and you know, it's that poor girl's first time acting, so I can't really hold that against her. But like, it's just one of those things where you're watching somebody trying to learn how to act on a big name like Disney and Marvel. Like, Phase 4 has not been great, and as far as a fan's perspective, so to counter that, DC is coming back with two properties that are going to be absolutely fantastic. From my estimation, Shazam was a big surprise hit that nobody saw coming. Let's be completely honest. We all saw Shazam trailers, and we were like, okay, whatever. Then we all saw it, and we're like, actually, that was pretty good. Like, I enjoyed it. Like, I had so much fun in that movie out of nowhere. And we've been looking forward to Black Adam, kind of like Deadpool was in development hell for umpteen years, and that movie is going to make money. So, Sandman aside, those two films alone, for me, make them win the Hall H, because most of the stuff from Marvel we kind of already knew. It wasn't that surprising, really. Daredevil is kind of like the Daredevil stuff and the Blade stuff. Like, we knew most of this stuff was coming a while ago, but to see it confirmed is nice. So to me, I feel like DC came out with more heavy hitters, whereas Marvel was just like, here's some stuff that you already knew, but also here's some new stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's just where I'm sitting. But that's just me. You guys had different. But anyway, let's move along.
I liked it. I enjoyed your opinions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But moving right on down the list, the classic segment itself, DC TV stuff, otherwise known as Jalen discusses all things related to CW, because Bilky doesn't watch any of the shows. Arrow is gone. Superman is the only thing holding it together, and Superman and Lois is good. That's it. That's the whole bit. That's it. Superman and Lois is good. It's God tier. If you haven't watched that show yet, please give it a look.
And you wonder why this is our smallest segment of all time.
It's not connected to the Arrowverse. That was confirmed. So nothing. You can just go in fresh, enjoy the show. I will say it is definitely a Superman that you have never seen before. It is a Superman that has to not only be the world's greatest superhero, but also a father to two teenage boys. And they play that out beautifully, I think, on that show with the family dynamics. And if you're any kind of Smallville fan, one of his sons, as you probably guess, has powers. So you kind of get a hybrid of, like, what happened after Smallville with Clark from that, him being Superman and having a family. And then you also kind of get some cool, like, throwback adventures with Jordan Kent as he discovers his powers while living in Smallville and stuff like that. So it's a good time. Please go give it a go. It's on HBO Max, the first season. So, yeah. And then Flash Season 8, I binged that the other day just because I fell off of it for a while. And it was pretty mid. It's time... It's time to let Grant Gustin go. Let him go play the Flash in a real movie or something. Or just it's kind of
the CW is so bonkers, Jalen. I don't know how you're so loyal to DC TV.
So cringe, dude.
No, dude. There was a time where it was actually watchable. Back, like, I think it was like when all these seasons were like midway through. But I mean, my God, it's a shit show now. The whole Batgirl debacle, where they basically bullied the lead actress out of the role and then had to recast it and say she died, killed a lot of crossover events, and then COVID happened, and it was just a fucking shit show. But anyway, we have other things to discuss on this show. for the later half of the segment. We are going to get into some video game news like we typically do. We have a correspondent in the call, like we always have. Mr. Kenny the Plug is usually our guy to kind of get us plugged in on all the video game things. We play some of these games with him, but Kenny, what do you got on the list for video game news today?
Man, there's been a lot of stuff going on with video games lately. Like, the new game that's been taking everybody, you know, by storm is Stray.
I've literally seen it streamed everywhere. Like, everyone's streaming Stray.
Literally a game where you just play as a stray cat.
Oh, it's
and you're in a, like a... So you're in, like, this dystopian, cyberpunk, futuristic society. Basically, like, the plot of the game is, like, you're helping this one robot you find and become friends with, like, find his way home. And your adventure is pretty much everything in between. But, you know, you see people streaming it or clips online, and it's just some cats doing some cute shit, just some cat shit. And it seems like a nice, you know, relaxing game. That I probably will play once it's on sale for like $10.
Exactly. And what platform is that one on?
That's on PC. I believe it's just PC. If I'm not mistaken, maybe it's on PS4 too. But
okay.
I don't believe it's on Xbox.
Would you like to give it the old a little bit of nerd play it or don't play it for your review?
I would say play it. I am a big fan of cozy games. Everybody needs a game that they can play and just like unwind and not be stressed about something. So I mean, if this is one of them, I don't see why not. And it graphically looks amazing, so you know, might as well.
I think 100% play it.
Yeah.
100% play this game. It looks hilarious. And it looks like you could spend hours doing nothing. I've seen so many clips of people just walking up to like just random CPUs or not CPUs. What am I trying to say? What's NPCs? Thank you. Yes. I see them going up to NPCs and they're like sharing a meal or something. You can just walk up on the table as the cat and knock their food off and just like troll the fuck out of them. And
cat shit right there.
Play it for sure.
Rock and roll. Well, rocking on down the list, Kenny, what you got next?
Going down the list, we've got this is going to be a tough one to talk about.
The cycle
Frontier. let me go ahead and start out by saying The Cycle Frontier is one of the best games I've played in some years. Like,
damn.
It is arguably the best game I've played probably in the past 5 years.
That is high praise coming from Kenny the Plug, ladies and gentlemen.
But
oh great heavens.
This game is riddled with cheaters. Like, I'm talking like the most egregious cheating you've ever seen. Like, you'll walk in front of a person and empty a whole clip and he won't die. And he'll just talk to you and be like, ha 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 ha, and then kill you with one shot. And I'm like, what? And then I learned that this is not just a me problem. This is everyone problem. And I was like, I'm not really that close into the end game. I'm like midway through like the whole progression of the game. And I was already facing cheaters. And then when I watch like streamers or YouTubers that are like actually in the end game, you know, like they're facing cheaters at like an outrageous rate. And it's sad because the devs aren't doing anything about it. You know, these are like repeat cheaters. And that's probably the only thing that makes the game suck. Like, I actually had to uninstall the game and take a break about 2 weeks ago because I, you know, was, again, getting close to the end game. I freaking go out with like super expensive armor, super expensive guns. Like, it took me a lot of time and money to craft all this stuff. I literally land in the game. And I get shot and killed immediately. Like, I did the animation to hop out of the pod, and then I was shot. So let me just break it down how the game works. It's kind of like a looter shooter, but not at the same time. So it's like a looter shooter mixed with a battle royale. Basically, you get dropped into a map. The game is like, Earth has been blown up, and we're living on this space, humanity's living on this space station. And we drop down on these planets to go get you know, resources, and then we come back. That's your job, is to go on the planet, get your resources, come back. And in between that, there are 40 other people on the map with you that can either help you or kill you. It's really up to you and the other person. Like, if you and the other person want to link up and be cool, there's proximity chat. You just say, hey, what's up? I'm friendly. We can work something out. And sometimes that works. Sometimes people will say they're friendly and then bamboozle you later. That's cool. But if you're blatantly cheating, like, if I'm nowhere near anybody and I get killed by a melee weapon, you're cheating. There's no way you could have killed me across the map with a knife. Like, and it's so bad because one of the biggest YouTubers, because one of the biggest YouTubers for that game is just like crying for help. Like, bro, please, these are solutions you can do. Whoop-de-doo, da-de-da. And they're not doing it. So the other day, or last week, they finally released a developer update that they're coming in with a cheating fix. They're coming in with like balancing issues with guns, because like basically the starter sniper was the best gun in the game, so there's really no point for you to buy any other weapon. Wow. And they said these updates are coming, but they're not coming until the end of this first season, and this season still has about 60 to 70 days left. So that means we're gonna have to put up with this shit for 2 more months, and I'm not doing that.
Now hold the phone. So Destiny 2 devs are getting like death threats over them not putting an exotic back in the game. But these motherfuckers letting people run around cheating, not balancing to where you have to go past the first fucking sniper, and like what?
You know, it's bad. Doing? I'll show you some clips after this pod, but it's bad. But that's pretty much the gist on the Cycle Frontier. If you play it, give it a shot. It'll probably be really fun because you're in the early game, not too much is going on. But you'll experience probably, like, I'm going to sadly admit this, I have about 160 hours logged in that game. Oh, and
don't let me show you my Warframe hours ever, because that's just another...
I would say the first 40 to 60 hours are probably going to be the most fun you're going to have. And then after that, it's just going to be bad.
Yep, so, you'll enjoy it until you start taking it serious.
Yeah. And that's, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it's basically space Tarkov.
Yeah, it's a space child.
It's space, yeah, it's space Tarkov. Yeah. It's, and it could be so good.
Yeah, we all played it, and I'm gonna give it a play it or don't play it. You know what I mean?
Play it
for me. It's all a play it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say play it. But if you're wanting to take it serious, wait until September, October when they release anti-cheat update. Moving on to our next game here, Gotham Knights. That's a game that we've all been waiting for who knows how long, ever since the last Arkham City game.
Yes.
This is going to be dope because it's pretty much going to be an Arkham City style game, but with four characters that we haven't really got a chance to dive too deep into with the Batman games. Like, they had the DLC in Batman Arkham City. Right.
But these are like that, future characters in the game, like all
players. Right. Like, this isn't like side DLC. This is like Robin, Nighthawk, Batgirl, and Red Hood are literally...
Red Hood's in this?
Yes.
They're literally the four main characters of the game.
My good God.
And it's like, it's a co-op game, so it's not like you can sit down and play this like it's Batman Arkham City. Like, no, it's, you're playing all four of these characters, or you and three other of your friends are playing all four of these characters to get missions done. The graphics look great. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from WB Games. Like, Batman Arkham, the Arkham series, those graphics were way ahead of their time.
Absolutely.
I have nothing but good criticism for this game. I'm just really excited for it. The gameplay teaser trailers that they showed look great, so I have nothing but good things to say, and I'm really excited for it.
Excellent. Well, we'll give it a preliminary play it. We are all excited. I am excited to see the Babs Tarr, the classic girl.
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon. Sorry, not Babs Tarr. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. But yeah, I can't wait to get my hands on that and play a little bit. Is it Xbox, PC?
PS4? I believe it's, all consoles except for consoles. Switch.
Okay, great. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, Moving right on down the list, Kenny, what you got next for us, bro?
We have Spider-Man PS4 being ported to PC.
Oh,
now, to show you my level of excitement, this game does not drop. Let's just preface. Today is July 28th. Uh-huh. This game comes out August 12th. I pre-ordered this the day they announced it.
I literally
gave them my money the day they announced it. Yeah. Why? Why do you ask for a game that came out, 4 or 5 years ago? Because it is going to be on PC, and we're going to mod the fuck out of this game, and it's going to be so fucking sick, and I can't wait to see the fucking community blow this shit to smithereens, dude.
Yes.
It's going to be fucking sick, and that's, mainly also because I never got to play the PS4 version, so, I've just never played this game, so I'm excited just to play the game itself, but I'm even more excited just to mod the fuck out of the game.
Yes, I will be purchasing that as soon as I get my first check from coaching in school. That's already been decided. I am clearing out some space on the PC as we speak, just to kind of get myself ready, because I, too, am going to lose myself in this game. I absolutely cannot wait. Bill, are you, this is your boy, are you going to be getting in on this action? Are
you you bet your sweet ass I am.
It's Peter.
For too long, I've seen clips of people flying through the streets with these various costumes and the most beautiful cinematography I've ever seen in a video game, and I just sit here, my thumb up my ass, in a dark corner where it's musty and filled with cobwebs, watching, waiting.
And now we will make even better clips with mods.
Oh my
God. Bro, they're lucky I haven't had my paws on Spider-Man yet, because I am going to break the internet with my combos and clips. Motherfuckers are not ready.
Well, it sounds like we have another preliminary play it. My God, if you haven't had the chance to play it because you don't own PS4, as Kenny said, it is dropping on PC. You can play it. I assume probably Steam will have it.
Epic Games.
Okay, Epic Games. Oh, one of those clients will have it, but, do your thing. You know what I mean? Kenny, what do we got next? What's going on?
Next, we have Multiverses. It's the new brawler fighter, kind of like a Smash Bros-esque kind of game.
Ooh, okay.
But this is very different. So, when I played it, I booted it up thinking it was just going to be like Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. If you've played that, it's another Smash Bros-esque game, but with the Nickelodeon IP, with all Nickelodeon characters, and that game just felt very clunky, and it didn't play very smooth. Yeah. And on top of that, there was no voice acting, so the fights were very quiet, and it made it very awkward to play. But playing this Multiverses, it's got all the IPs from WB or Warner Brothers. They've got Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, Batman, Steven Universe, Jake from Adventure Time.
Yep.
And just they've got Arya Stark from Game of Thrones. And this past weekend, they added LeBron James to the game from Space Jam.
Oh my God.
So, that's the roster alone is enough to make you play the game. And when I tell you this is different and it plays better than Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, and very similarly to Smash, because the moves, the characters are designed and their moves are designed in a way to kind of play off of another character's abilities. The game is very team-based focused. Okay. So there's there's obviously free-for-all, but the main competitive mode is going to be duos. So you and a partner are going to have to find two characters whose combos and specialty moves, kind of mix well. And that's kind of the kick of the game is trying to find that combo that works well so that you can, beat everybody. And I think that's a unique spin on the game, because Smash and everything, all those other type of games are, Brawlhalla even, are, so individual-based that you don't really care about what your teammates are doing, so there's really no point in even playing teams, you know what I mean? But this, it's different. Even when you're fighting, you don't take damage as much. In Smash, I could do, two or three combos, and the guy's probably at, 80, 90% damage. But in this, I was doing combos for a really long time, and they were like still under like 70, and I was like, okay, yeah, you obviously are gonna have to like work on this together, like combo wombo combos out the ass.
Right, right. I think that's interesting too. It's really forcing the co-op kind of team oriented thing, and it could. I wonder if this could be another sleeper like competitive game that we could see soon. Because that sounds really interesting to have.
Yeah, with that, you know, mechanically in the game, I think that could definitely put it on the esports radar. You know, see if they can bring it to a professional scene. It might be a year or two, maybe even five. But if the game holds up and they have so many people under the Warner Brothers IP, they can just constantly keep adding people to the game. So I can only see good things going for that game.
Absolutely. So, Bill, out of the WB multiverse, which character would you try to play first?
For the memes, I'd be Shaggy, because he's the strongest character in the DC universe.
That's yeah, cool.
The WB
Ultra Instinct Shaggy in the game.
Yep. but no, if I'm just gonna go for like characters that I enjoy, I'd probably play. I'd probably be Tomcat.
Tom
and Jerry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what I would go with, or maybe something from Adventure Time because I enjoy that show too much.
Damn, that's what's up.
Tomcat. I just want to like pull a big ass hammer out or something like that.
Big ass frying pan.
Yeah, go back to when I was a kid watching those. That's what I would go for sure.
That would be truly incredible. All right, Kenny, moving on down the list. This one looks like one that you're probably really excited for if you want to tell people what's going on here.
So, I don't know why you told people wrong. I am not excited for this game.
Oh, no. Oh, great but, heavens. I saw the title. I thought maybe it was a glimmer of hope.
It's all right. So, I'm right with you, Kenny. I'm not excited for this.
I'm going to break this down for you. The game in question here is Skate 4 with a question mark. This is the fourth iteration of the Skate series, but they said, officially, the devs said, this is not Skate 4. It's just going to be called Skate. Just like the original Skate was. So after they said that, I was already like, I think I already know where this is going. And what do you know, a week later, they say, yeah, Skate is actually going to be a free-to-play, you know, game as a service. And I was like, oh, they just ruined my favorite franchise of all time. I have no interest in this game anymore. This is literally just a money grab. When they first announced this in the pandemic, I knew it was a money grab because we had been waiting on a Skate game prior to the pandemic for over 10 years. Or no, it was 10 years. 10 years
yeah,
is when they made the announcement.
2010, yeah.
And I was like, dude, no, you're 10 years too late. Skater XL and Session have already hit the market. Skater XL has already won the market. Skater XL modding community is out of this fucking world. And it's such a realistic game, I can't see how Skate's going to compete with that. Yes, Skate is a well-known IP, but the skating community is very, very, very well invested into the Skate IP. So
they really are, though. Like, no
if,
guys.
If they don't do this right, which already they're setting themselves up for failure, I don't see this going well. It's going to be riddled with microtransactions, like... And they like so they had this video update with the actual developers of the game and surprisingly just one skater out of the community to kind of like
just
ask questions. Yeah, it was like a panel of three devs and one skater. And so they were like going back and forth asking questions and all that, like, what do you want to see? What do you blah blah blah? They were like, oh, we just want more like we want more flow in the game. We want the tricks to feel more flowy and like fluid. Yes, that's true. Considering how Skate, just even Skate 3 played compared to how you play Skater XL now, it's two totally different games. Like, the physics are just too...
Skate 3 like, is closer to, like, Tony Hawk level skating games.
Yes, yeah. At this point, Skate is like a Tony Hawk level game now because... They're only using one trick stick. Like, in Skater XL and Session, you use two sticks for, like, one stick for each foot. And that's as realistic as you can get.
Damn.
So I don't see why they don't just pick that back up. And now that they're going to keep the one stick trick, it's like, well, this might as well be Tony Hawk live service game. Like, I don't want that. And it's going to be stupid because it's not going to look good. Like, when I play skate, the tricks are so fat. Like, you do a kickflip and it takes 3 seconds to finish a kickflip. Like, that's not realistic. When I play Skater XL, everything looks very realistic. That's the only skateboarding game where you see people post realistic clips. No other skate game can do that. And once people realize that Skate 4 is just another arcadey skate game, just filled of microtransactions for you to buy random stuff that you could buy in real life anyways, it's just gonna, I give it a, like, maybe a year or two before they cancel it.
Can't confirm,
I don't think it's gonna be a good game.
Do not play. This is a preliminary, for the love of Christ himself. Do not play Skate.
It's just like, here's the thing. Skate in general encapsulated an entire generation of skaters and gamers. Like, you went to any skate shop, any local, any, I'm going to go as
any
far as
skater's house.
Like, yeah, that and like a Zoomies. When we were younger,
yeah,
there was a console in the store or at the park somewhere at the inside that had Skate. And it was so perfect and so well done for the time that I think they're trying to recreate something that they just can't do. Like, they're not going to be able to capture the feel and the essence of what the Skate franchise is with this game. I think this is going to be
a
total flop. Because I can't count how many hours I spent on Skate or Skate. I didn't play as much Skate 2, but Skate and Skate 3, I spent years of my life on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
and there's no way I'm going to be able to do that with this. I can just tell. And from the clips I've seen, it looks
like a reskinned Skate 3 with
it's like they put new mechanics in Skate 3 and that's pretty much it.
I gotcha. I think you were on it too. Like, it was the timing of it as well. Like,
yes.
It's the timing.
Games,
like,
you know, like, the technology is too far along too now, like you said, with XL. There's literally new technology mechanics you can put into a skate game. So why are you trying to recreate basically a Tony Hawk just button mashing, essentially mid-air combo type of
literally
skate game in today's current video game market? It doesn't make any sense if you're trying to recreate that magic. If you're going to recreate it, just say it's a remake of the original Skate, but like add the new stuff that you can do with like Unreal Engine and like all this crazy shit we have now. You know what I'm saying?
It's just sad because like this will probably be a really fun game for kids, but people who really truly love the Skate intellectual property is going to be very upset because I'm just going to say from one of the clips I saw, they added parkour. Like, this dude literally ran up an entire, like, skyscraper. And I was like, that's fucking stupid. Why would you? You wouldn't even do that in fucking real life. That doesn't make sense. This is Fortnite skate. It's skate night. That's skate night. This is all it is.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear with this game is it's not going to be designed for skaters.
No, it's going
to
be designed for children.
They're trying to hit a mass market, yes, and it's going to alienate itself from the skating community.
Yeah, that's
which is what made all of it possible in the beginning, anyways.
Unfortunate. Well, Kenneth, is there another possibly item on this list that maybe isn't so somber as we could?
Yeah, we saved this little piece of shit for the end just for shits and giggles. But Roller Champions. I don't know if anybody has heard about that game. I am one of the few people that knew about this game when the beta dropped during the pandemic or right before the pandemic. And I thought it was really fun. Roller Champions is a game. It's a roller derby game. If you don't know anything about roller derby, it's like in real life, like actual roller derby, it's like 5-on-5. Like you skate in a rink and you have a ball and your objective is to do a few laps with the ball and you score. You score points that way. But you can obviously get, you know, taken down like it's football, like tackled, knocked
bodied,
over, all of that.
I've seen some clips.
Yeah, like it's hockey. It's like hockey with a ball and you're just doing laps like it's NASCAR. Like, it's a very intense sport. My high school English teacher did it, and ever since then, I thought it was the most badass shit ever. So that's why I thought Roller Champions would be really fucking cool, because I think roller derby's fucking cool. There was a beta that came out in late 2019, and I played it. It was really cool. I was like, okay, yeah, it's a really cool game. It's pretty cool spin on roller derby. I think it just needs a little work. And, you know, I didn't hear anything about the game for a year, 2 years and a half. They finally drop it randomly, like, 3 months ago. And I played it, and I'm like, this is literally the beta. Again. It plays and feels the exact same as the beta. Exact same maps as the beta. Graphics didn't look any improved. And I'm just going to tell you, the game was so bad that it is already canceled.
Got it.
They got through 2 battle passes, and the battle passes lasted 2 weeks each. And they announced that they're canceling the game. The main reason being that not many that people were playing, and the people that were playing got really good at the game. Example of me. I got really good at the game to the point where I was in the top 3% of players in the world. Mind you, it's a new game, so that probably is easy to come by. But as I'm in the top 3% of the world, I have to still keep playing ranked games. So I'm playing games, and I'm getting matched up with people who are nowhere near my rank.
Oh, God. Oh,
and good. That makes God. My rank tank.
Yeah, bro. That's
so I'm crazy. Like, if I can't, like, so to put it into perspective how they did the ranking system, your MMR was basically how many quote-unquote fans you had. So in my time of playing, I earned close to, like, 500,000 fans. I was getting matched up with people with less than 10,000 fans.
Oh, my God.
So that's like, their ELO is way low. So it just kept pulling me down to the point where I'm like, I can't play ranked anymore. I can't play norms because the same people in norms are playing ranked. This isn't fun for me. I can't play it anymore. So I just uninstalled it. And there was no cross-platform. So I had to, I was like, yeah, this is shit. And then what do you know? 2 weeks later, they cancel it.
How are people making games in 2022 not cross-platform ready? You know what I'm saying?
I don't
like, how are we
know,
at
dude.
This point where there's still games coming out for, like, only one type of console? Like, what are you doing? Do you want to make money or not? That's what I just...
Honestly, I don't think it's the game's fault for being a piece of shit. It's Ubisoft. Oh. Ubisoft is in the shitter because on top of all of this, they also announced the same day that they're delaying the long-awaited Avatar game, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. Not Avatar The Last Airbender. Avatar James Cameron Avatar.
Right, right.
They had, like, a full open-world, like, The Witcher-style game for Avatar ready, and they announced that they're just like, we gotta delay it because we got other shit to worry about, aka probably Roller Champions, and I'm like, oh my fucking god. But on top of that, they also canceled the long-awaited Splinter Cell VR game, which I was waiting on for like 3 years, and they just announced they're just completely canceling it. And one more game, they also canceled Ghost Recon Frontline, which was supposed to be a sequel to Ghost Recon Breakpoint, which, like, made them millions of dollars. So I'm really confused what the fuck they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. And they also said they canceled 2 other games that they're not going to disclose, which I'm also very fucking worried about. So I don't... Fuck Ubisoft right now.
Right. I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
It's, wow. I don't know, man. They've got a lot of shit to work on. Them and Activision, man.
Jeez. Let's not speak of the company that is Activision somehow still in 2022. How that company is still operating, I have no idea.
No fucking clue.
Zero. But anyways, listeners, we've come to the segment of the show called Reading Recommendations. I give you some delicious tidbits of comic book knowledge. We kind of talk about some stuff we've been watching lately on Netflix or whatever.
Comixology!
We go, yes, the plug is coming. Just you wait. The plug is coming. Don't you wait. I know you're on the edge of your seat right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, I dropped the gun.
Oh, but for right now... Given some of the topics that we talked about today, I am going to recommend Black Panther, The Saga of Shuri and T'Challa. You can pick up that collection on Amazon's Comixology, as mentioned before. You can also pick up Jane Foster, The Saga of the Mighty Thor. That collects all those introductory stories about those two characters, especially with Black Panther coming out. I would highly recommend picking up those two. And if you haven't read Black Panther, A Nation Under Our Feet is a very, very, very good run. of Black Panther, not having to do with Shiri, but it's still just an amazing collection of books. And the Jane Foster one, just in case any of you are kind of behind on where the movie version of Thor came from, that gives you a good insight into the character, and also will give you an insight into how good a job they did adapting that version of the character to that film, which I was a big fan of. So, but yeah, but anything else in reading recommendations that you guys have been watching or just kind of scoping at? Bilky, have you been kind of watching some stuff or learning some stuff?
With phases 5 and 6 coming into fruition here with Marvel, I would probably say get into New Avengers Illuminati run, like 1 through 4. That's where you're going to get like your first appearance of the Skrulls. Then from there, I mean, just kind of keep rolling with the New Avengers and get like in tune and up to date on, you know, the Skrulls and what they're about. And then eventually lead your way into Secret Invasion. I think there's 8 issues that came out in the Secret Invasion run. It's not like a super heavy read, but I do think it's a very good one and could not be better time to read it going into, going into phases 5 and 6. I think that's where I would start.
Absolutely. Guys, you have till 2025 to read 8 comic books. I hope to God you could probably
That's what I was saying, to start with New Avengers and kind of, you know, really get like acclimated with the Skrulls, because you have time.
Exactly.
So you might as well just do all of it and really get your knowledge set.
Exactly. Kenny, have you watched or read anything lately that you might want to recommend to the listeners that are enjoying this lovely comeback pod of the century?
I am actually rereading the Marvel Darth Vader comics. They are fucking amazing, and
incredible choice.
I am a huge Darth Vader fan, and I love anything Doth, so yes. That's something I highly recommend.
Excellent, excellent, boys. You talked about the New Avengers storyline, but I'm also going to kind of throw one last little delicious question for you all. Who are the New Avengers going to be moving forward, if you guys had to think of some from the MCU and could make just a small roster? It could be as big or as little as you want, who knows? But Bill, I'm going to throw it over to you. Given where the MCU is kind of now and as updated as you can remember, like, who do you think is actually going to be the new Avengers team now?
We're getting Madame Web, right?
I think we are supposed to get Madame Web eventually, yes.
So does Spider-Woman play into that?
She should, if they do
that. I feel like Spider-Woman, yeah. I think that could make a cool appearance as far as, like, new Avengers go. Carol Danvers is already, you know, in the universe, so I don't think that would be a hard one either.
Right.
But I would like to see some off-the-wall picks. I want, like, a Cersei or a Hood.
Ooh, okay, a Cersei.
Yeah.
Sick.
I think that would be awesome. I would love to see them. I'm trying to, like, reclaim my hot picks.
Yes.
From back in the day. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of some characters that people know already and that have been established in the MCU, and then kind of bring them in. But I would like to see, like, a Luke Cage on the big screen. I think that would be awesome, and I think his time is here. I don't see why Luke Cage couldn't be introduced as, like, part of a street-level hero, kind of like where they have Spider-Man right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then kind of give him... You remember earlier we were speaking about, like, X-Men characters that we would like to see, and yes. Kenny was giving us some of the characters that he thinks would be great. I think the same way for Luke Cage. Bring him in, give him a little cameo spot in... Shit, put him in the Deadpool movie. I don't care. Bring everyone in. But, like, give him a little something and let him be that street-level hero that's already established, because we got his show. Have him team up to take on a bigger villain when, you know, Avenger level heroes need help, and then he's in. He's good. Then we can start the new Avengers, and we can start moving from there.
Yeah, I like it.
That's what I want.
A lot. Kenneth, what would your hot takes or picks be for, like, a new Avengers team rolling out here?
So this is kind of a mix between, like, 3 groups, like an Avengers group, a young Avengers group, and then, like, Oh, shit. The anti-Avengers. What's their fucking team name again?
The Defenders?
No, not the Defenders. It's like...
The Dark Avengers?
Oh, I can't think of it right now. I'll come back to it. But basically, what I think we could see in the next Avengers movie...
The Revengers?
The Revengers, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The Revengers, yeah,
I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes, the Revengers. So my lineup that I think we're going to see is going to be Hawkeye, a.k.a. Kate Bishop. Not Hawkeye, but right. Kate Bishop. We're going to see Kamala Khan. We're going to see a little bit of Carol Danvers, just to like kind of like she's that's going to be her like passing the torch to Kamala Khan.
Right.
I think we're going to see Spider-Man again, Yelena, but she also could be a part of the Revengers.
True.
And then I think we're going to see Anthony Mackie's Captain Marvel. I mean, not Captain Marvel, Captain America. And then I also think we might see Daredevil join them. Obviously, ooh, She-Hulk. And then a hot take that I think is going to join, and is I thought Bill was going to say it, and he was very close, Iron Fist.
That'd be
Iron Fist.
Yeah.
I think Iron Fist might make a comeback.
I wanted to enjoy that series so bad, dude. So bad. I was watching that with you, Jalen. Yeah, man. I wanted it so bad. They were so close.
Just the fact that he had trouble using the fist as a plot point. What the fuck is that?
Like that kind of like
used one fist. That was my biggest issue when we were watching it. Let's use both your hands.
That was my issue. Come on. Good God, man. It broke my soul, that show. But anyways, back to things that are good in the universe.
Yes, yes.
My lineup for this that I can foresee being pretty realistic. Thor will be back. Guardians will be back. We will have the Sam Wilson Cap. We will have Carol Danvers, Doctor Strange. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that the Fantastic Four will kind of round out the rest of it. Because we're talking, like, Avengers-level threats here, so I don't know if any of those other heroes quite make it. But I will say this, Kenny. You were on an absolute roll with some of your other picks, because I don't think we're just getting a new Avengers team, period. I think we're getting an Avengers team and a young Avengers team. With Kate Bishop, Kamala Khan, Spider-Man, Yelena, and a couple of other newer characters that we've seen as well. So I think that's a definite direction that we're going. And Ironheart's probably going to be involved in that as well. So
oh, yes, I forgot Ironheart, yeah.
So that's where we could go. But damn, gentlemen, we fucking did it. We made it. My dog is going apeshit because I think my mom's home. But yeah. Hello there. Yes, we made it. We're at the end of the podcast. We've done it. If you want to catch any of our reading recommendations, simply subscribe to Comixology. It's the best place to get your comics on the web. You can just link it with a click of a button to your Amazon account, and boom, you have access to almost like hundreds of thousands of stories and things like Sandman and Black Panther and Thor and Black Adam. There's so many things on there that you can just do with one click, and that's it. And
it's so simple.
It's so simple. Please, just...
<It's> so simple.
For the love of God, just do it. Oh, man. And we also got to give a shout-out to our official, unofficial sponsor of the podcast, podcast.com. The best place to host your podcast, because, guys, it cost me $0 to put this podcast together today. Because that's what they're all about. It's just a free hosting service you can use, unlimited storage as well. So you can make, 50, 60 episodes, kind of like we have at this point, and they're not going to say a word to you. You just get to do whatever you want, you know what I mean? But I think that's going to do it for us here today. Bilky, if people are on the internet, let's say, and they want to, chat you up about some of your hot takes, where can they find you?
I'm on the Twitterverse at Bilkerton.
Ooh, good one.
Yes, I would love to communicate with you all on there. And then I think my Instagram is still LG Bilks.
Yeah, rocking.
I had the little run-in I think it might be Bilkerton on both. But yeah, dude. After the whole Billiam Cosby situation, we had
yeah.
We kind of had to move away from our to rebrand. I was just telling that to Olivia the other day. Long story short, I had an issue with Venmo and I got it figured out, and my username on there was still BILKOZBY. Wow. And I was like, oh, this aged poorly.
It really did.
This is not it anymore. I gotta change it.
Oh god, we can't. Oh no, not in 2022. We can't still have that username. But yeah.
Yes, at Bilkerton. And real quick, I do want to give a little shout out before I sign off. Jedi John over at Galactic Dads was very excited to hear that A Little Bit of Nerd is making its return. I just wanted to show them some love. Go check out their podcast, John, Brandon, and everybody. They're incredible. That would be at Galactic Dads. They're a good friend of our podcast.
Yes, I think John's is also I think he has his own solo. What, like the Force Dyad?
The Force Dyad. Yes. Check out the Force Dyad podcast as well.
Please check them out. I'll put them down in the little description for our shows. Tell them that we sent you. Yeah, tell them that you were
good
friends of the show. You know what I mean? And surely we will have some crossovers as well with them and the other podcast that I'm on as well, because they love talking movie news. So there's going to be some possibly a little bit of nerd multiverse action happening for you.
It's going to be amazing. I think Galactic Dads actually just surpassed 20,000 listens.
They sure did.
So we should celebrate them. Yes.
Absolutely. Kenneth, if people are online, they want to talk to you about the worst skate game ever, or maybe they want to talk about some nerdy things, where can they find you, my good sir?
Instagram and Twitter is Sir Keep the Peace. PEACE.
Excellent. You can find me on Instagram at Art by Jalen, of course. Still trying to do some doodles here and there. It's been a while, but there's some stuff coming, don't you worry. And on Twitter at Jalen Holston, it's super easy. Make sure you give us a review, a rating, and tell us what you like, what you don't like, all that good stuff.
What you like?
I had to cue it up for you. It's been too long, my friend. Oh my god, boys! It was wonderful getting to hear your delicious voices today, and by God, we did it. So this will be edited and up as soon as possible. Hopefully, we'll see you all in the next episode. Have a good one, everybody.